USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian lawmakers greenlight Russia troops to be used outside of the country. The Ukrainian foreign minister on Fox News after the invasion of eastern Ukraine says a successful democracy in the region terrifies Vladimir Putin.
The main narrative of Vladimir Putin is simple and horrifying. Ukraine doesn't have a right to exist. It's dangerous for President Putin, who runs an authoritarian regime, to have a successful democratic country next to him.
Investors are unloading stocks as Russian troops began entering Ukraine. This will continue to hurt the American people. Wall Street generally hates uncertainty and has already been struggling this year with tightening monetary policies by the Federal Reserve announced for later this year. Crude oil earlier in the day touched at $99.50 a barrel, its highest in 8 years, and will worsen the weakened American economy. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of the People's Convoy protest against pandemic restrictions.
The People's Convoy co-organizers say their chain of trucks driving from coast to coast starts Wednesday in California and will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
Preached from the very beginning that this is a peaceful movement across the country. And while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ukraine's president has called up the country's reservists for adults up to 60 years old. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said this morning the Russian government was behaving like thugs and bullies, and there must be consequences for Russia's actions. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The world watches as Russia prepares to steamroll Ukraine into non-existence. Former Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrat on Newsmax Tuesday, said that he's grateful for the actions taken by the Biden administration so far, but he's not sure if economic sanctions against Russia will be strong enough. Mr. Lieberman responds to Ukraine President Zelensky asking President Biden why wait to impose the harsh sanctions.
He gave the most defiant and disruptive speech, but he had every right to do so. I mean, he essentially accused the West of appeasing Putin, who's been saying for years and years that he considers Ukraine to be part of Russia. And of course, he acted on that in 2014, 18 years ago, by simply seizing the Crimea, which was Ukrainian territory. So I think we have to hear President Zelensky's shouting, really, which he did at Munich. What are you waiting for with the sanctions? Mm-hmm. And obviously, Putin has shown just by invading, which he has, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, that the threat of sanctions is not enough. So I hope this afternoon when President Biden speaks, he really imposes the toughest possible economic sanctions on Russia with the hope that that stops Putin from moving outside of Eastern Ukraine and attempting to conquer the rest of the country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.